Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, you don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year. Second class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Lucky you. That's all I can really say. Lucky you to be present for this workshop, live workshop. Live workshop.
That's what we're calling this now.
I don't know. Where's football on here?
I'm just over here perusing parlays.
See, I brought this up the other day. It's just way down on the right. Cricket, I'm likelier to go to this app and bet on cricket than football. They want to know what state I'm in. I'm in New York. What are the odds I'm looking for cricket versus football? Who do they think I am? Sam Paniadovich? He would bet cricket. How did he do on the hot dogs?
The 17.5 guy didn't cover. I think he finished... I never looked, but I was out somewhere that had it on, but I missed it, and I was told the count was he was more than 23 or 24 behind.
Okay, did not cover.
Chestnut didn't go over his number either, but the cover from whoever the guy was that Sam was talking about, plus 17.5, it did not hit.
Okay.
At least that's the information
that's
I was
tough,
told.
Tough news.
Yeah.
All right, so I've done the thing you won't do.
I've done that already.
The favorites?
Yes, I did all the favorites.
Do you have the same number? So a $10 wager on the 8 division favorites would win $2,224.69.
Yeah, that's exactly the number. Are we on the same app?
We are. You're using
my app. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
My app.
Why,
like I own FanDuel. That's why
make
I'm
it
here
more
doing this show. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that did cut. Now, I need to remember exactly what I did. But the first run-through I did of this, I did not pick all favorites.
Here are the favorites.
Okay.
Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. That's easy enough to remember. The four division winner, defending division winners. It's going to be all 8. Philadelphia, Detroit, Tampa, and the Rams. Yeah, that's the same 8. That is not going to happen.
No.
Even in
no,
this era where
not gonna happen.
The Bills and Chiefs are just so good, you're not getting 8 favorites.
No.
How many would be the most? 6?
6, even 5.
So you're gonna find for us at least 2
mm-hmm.
underdogs.
Right.
And if you're the guy I think you are, you're going to do better than just underdogs. You're going to find a gem in here.
right.
So how do you want to attack it? By division?
Yeah, I mean, that's a reasonable enough way to do it. I am not inclined to do anything different with Buffalo or Baltimore. In other words, they're favorites and I'm going to bet them. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not necessarily positive I'm going to put money on this right now. My account's empty as it stands right now. But anyway, I think those favorites
Reload.
I would stay with. Just so I'm working in the order that they're presented yes. on my page here. So AFC East Bills.
All right. So just if I may, New England is the second choice in the AFC East at plus 500.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay. So AFC North, Cincinnati is second at plus 240. Pittsburgh is plus 500. Cleveland is plus 3,000. Come on, Cleveland, let's go. Come on, what a story.
Right.
Do you want this to be money or do you want this to be amazing?
I just don't trust anyone there enough to get Baltimore out of there. And the same for the AFC East. I just, you know, to me, either one of those bets against either the Bills or the Ravens feels like I'm betting on an injury to happen. Like that, to me, that's the only way to Jackson or Allen. Like that's the only way those teams don't win that division. I think that they're in is if that happens.
Even the Bengals?
And yeah, I think even the Bengals.
Okay.
So and if the Bengals and Steelers were flipped, that might be get my interest.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah. Like if the Bengals were plus 500 as opposed to plus 240, I mean, okay, that's worth the risk. I think I'll, you know, I might.
I've made my first adjustment here. And listen to this. If you replace Baltimore with Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. So here, before I even tell you, we did this with the Steelers schedule. It's super easy. For the first half. So if Rodgers is okay at the Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, Browns, Bengals, Packers, revenge game, Indianapolis at home, Chargers, Bengals, Bears, that's 11 games. They're not all pushovers.
No.
But I feel like a 7-4 kind of, and they haven't played Baltimore yet. They're going to end November without having played the Ravens once. Maybe you get a Pittsburgh season where 7-3, 8-3, they're doing Pittsburgh things. Last year, when we all knew they were terrible, I think they were 10-1. Right?
Right.
So, I mean, weren't they made the quarterback change when they were winning last year, and they ended up 10-7. I want to make sure they were not 10-1. They were 9-3. They were 10-3. All right, correction.
Okay.
They were 10-3.
It's still really
good. Great.
Really good year going.
What were the Bills? So if you move the AFC North winner from Baltimore to Pittsburgh, your 2,200 becomes 3,600.
Right. That's a pretty big.
Huge.
Pretty big swing there.
All right.
On one difference.
Not there now.
Okay. You're going to stay there. All right.
Baltimore doesn't have to win again every year.
Yeah.
That's not the same division as the Bills. Like, that's...
No.
They never beat the Steelers hardly by much anyway when they beat them. That changed a little bit late last year, but.
All right. Well, I'm going to, and this was the case, and it won't be hard for me to figure it out. I'll just keep pressing buttons until I get there. But the first run through I did at this where I didn't pick all favorites, my $10 bet was winning me $4,700.
Okay.
One of the things that I had different in that first parlay I did was replacing Houston, the favorite, mm-hmm. in the AFC South with my Jacksonville Jaguars. That I'm pretty bullish on the Jaguars. Like, I don't think that that's an insane pick at all to mm-hmm. think that they could ascend there. The quarterback's always been talented. Just need to unlock them. Whatever. I can make the case. I don't really believe in Houston. Indy and Tennessee are afterthoughts. So it's really Jacksonville and Houston. And so I replace Houston with Jacksonville, and that gets me to leaving Baltimore as is and leaving all the other favorites. It's not as dramatic as your Pittsburgh swing, but it's up to $3,300. No, $3,100.
31.
Sorry, 31.
All right.
31, almost 32.
And if I do the same thing with Pittsburgh and not Baltimore,
oh my.
I'm at 43.
Right.
So the same gap.
Right.
I think it's interesting that Jacksonville is plus 300 and Indianapolis is only plus 310.
Yeah, that is kind of sneaky, weird.
I like the idea of an Indianapolis bet more, but if they're the same price.
Right.
I think no.
I mean, that's a lot of faith to have in Daniel Jones.
I know. Any is risky.
Either the Chargers or the Broncos are really tempting in the AFC West to me. It's sort of the same logic you just use on Baltimore. They're just going to win and win and win and win.
Forever.
You know, and again, it feels a little bit like you're predicting an injury or something. But the prices on the Chargers and the Broncos are pretty tasty, plus 320 and plus 330 respectively. So my first run-through, I replaced KC with Denver. And that alone, with Jacksonville now installed instead of Houston, but still Baltimore and the Bills, so I'm not even out of the AFC yet, and we're at 3,800 now on the $10 bet.
Okay. Denver plus 330.
Right.
I refuse to do that. I feel like Kansas City at even money, I gotta stay there.
Yeah.
So
I may still too do that. I'm gonna leave it the way it is for now. Okay. See if I can get what I had, because the next division up is the one where I have the biggest odds.
Dallas.
You know I'm all about that idea. Nobody wins that division twice in a row. It hasn't happened in what is it? It's
2004.
20 more than 20 years. So.
2002.
You can like Washington. There's a lot to like about Washington. I love Jaden Daniels. I think the Cowboys are priced to get my attention. You know the names. All the principles really are still there. And if Prescott can stay on the field with George Pickens to go with CeeDee Lamb, they could just score a ton. They could score 35 points a game.
Love it. Team.
So I'm into Dallas. I might even do that with something else, like outside of this eight-team thing that never wins, because it's hard to pick all eight division winners correctly, especially if you're looking for value and not just taking all the favorites, which isn't going to win anyways. So,
yes,
Dallas.
You got it.
All right. That is up to $4,500 now. All right. So
that's it?
Yeah. Dallas, Denver, Jacksonville instead of the favorites in those divisions. The rest of it...
Hang on a second, please.
Okay.
You're listening. Live workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Live eight-team NFL division winner parlay workshop.
I'm on to the NFC North now. Go ahead.
Not yet.
Something else. Okay.
I am just going to say, I'm not making that move myself yet.
The Dallas move?
Right. And I'm not on Washington really either. So, for now, I'm on Philadelphia.
Okay.
Minus 135. But... I'm not looking at this the same way as I am the Chiefs. Just to tell you, just to say it. I think the Chiefs will probably get there. I don't think the Chargers are that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I think Denver is that good. Denver's defense is good, but really? Denver? So I'm sort of solid. Minus 115, Kansas City, come on. Minus 135, Philadelphia? I don't know. Do you think the point about nobody repeating in that division actually means something? Is there something about those teams where it means something that nobody ever repeats? What would it be, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been so many years that I feel like I want to just bet on it, even if I don't understand exactly why it keeps happening. I mean, you know, beyond the anecdotal, well, the good team was down and a different team was good, and there you go. I mean, duh. And that's the NFL, largely, you know? So maybe it's not that, I don't know, how many other divisions? See, I don't know these stats, and I wouldn't even know how to really go find it. How many divisions do you not get repeat champions in? I mean, the Bills are on five and counting over here.
The AFC had only repeat champions last year.
Right. So I want to respect it. And the numbers are telling me there's value betting somebody else.
Philadelphia won the NFC East 2001 through 2004. And no one has repeated since then. Also, the Eagles have never finished third since then.
Wow.
There's a lot of first, a lot of second, and a lot of fourth. But never third. How about that? That might even be more amazing.
Right.
In a division with constant turnover, the Eagles have never finished third since realignment.
Time to find a parlay picking the team's particular order of finish in the NFC East.
Never pick the Eagles to finish third.
Unless the odds are good.
But you will. This year you will. This is the year. They're going to finish third. Right. This is the year.
Right.
All right. NFC North. Detroit is the favorite, plus 155. Parity.
I don't. They're pretty close here, right? Green Bay, Minnesota are 260 and 270 respectively. Then a little bit of a gap to Chicago at plus 550. I am really struggling. I know Detroit, right? What's the case to make there? Goff's never been that good, and they lost both coordinators. So that's big. That's the first sort of, you know, in this timeline where the Detroit Lions are a Super Bowl contender, this is their first challenging year. They've been sort of building, same crew, now big departures. I still have a hard time seeing anybody else in that division beating them out.
Okay. I want to bet Minnesota on this one, but I may have found a glitch. Because even though Detroit is the favorite, moving from Detroit to Minnesota cost me $600.
Really?
Yes.
Let me see what happens. I'm at
why? Sam,
with what I've got built here already, I'm at 4,500 with Detroit in there right now.
Watch what happens bet. When you all switch right? to Minnesota.
It won't. It won't even. It's not even sure. Like the bet went away. You know when you like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do something that conflicts, but this shouldn't be a conflict. I deleted Detroit. I replaced them with Minnesota, and it says some of my selections can't be combined into a single parlay. That's weird.
Well, here's what happens to me. With Detroit, $4,300 from $10. With Green Bay, $42. That doesn't make sense either. With Minnesota, $37. So I'm guessing that means people are betting Minnesota. The parlay's less unusual with Minnesota than Detroit. Can that make sense and have Detroit still be the favorite? I guess. What else would make sense there?
Yeah.
If you go to the Bears, it goes to 4,700. So not that big a jump for me.
See, I only got to 4,500 on the Bears. We're on the same app. This is so weird.
Well, now we have different teams.
Okay. But, well, that's right. But this Minnesota thing is bizarre.
Minnesota is hot. So establish the run. Evan Silva moves the market in some of these cases, like prop bets, one on Jamal Williams, been on our show a lot. I think he moves the market. And on a recent podcast of theirs, They're all talking up the Vikings. And Evan's like, that could be the best roster in the league. The changes they've made this year are huge, are great. And if you think McCarthy's going to be good, he's not a rookie either, by the way, just didn't play, injured last year. If you think he's going to be good, they'll love Minnesota. I don't know why else this would be the case.
Yeah.
That people are making that bet on the Vikings.
Yeah. Are they making it so much so that the app won't let me bet on them, but it will allow you to? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what's going on with that.
That is very strange.
You did something.
Anyway.
Funny.
I'm not doing anything other than toggling between Detroit and Minnesota. And it'll let me bet Green Bay. It'll let me bet Chicago. But when I put Minnesota in instead of Detroit, it says you can't do it. That is bizarre.
That might be the combination.
Yeah.
Like, who do you have? You have
Dallas, the Broncos, the Jaguars, then the Ravens and the Bills.
Maybe they think you're getting a little bit too crazy.
Yeah, maybe.
You're cut off.
All right. Well, I don't want to bet either of those anyway. I was just curious to see what would happen.
You're on Detroit.
I'm on Detroit there. I'm going to stay on Detroit there.
I'm moving to Minnesota, but it's bad money.
Right? Yeah.
I don't want to.
That doesn't sound right. I genuinely do like Atlanta over Tampa in the NFC South. So Tampa's in there now at plus 100. Pivoting to them, the Falcons are plus 240. That gets me to 4860 on the
your
payout,
Falcons,
as opposed to 4,500.
I'm also moving to Atlanta, and I'm at 4740. So we're really close.
Yep.
We have three or four differences, but we're almost at the same numbers.
Okay.
All right. I'm on Atlanta also.
All right. I really like Baker Mayfield. Mayfield has been really good the last couple of years. I saw a clip over the weekend of Greg Cosell just raving about he's so good. He's precise. He puts the ball in great places. It's funny to still think of him as some sort of journeyman here or something, but he's been good. But I like Atlanta. I like Penix a lot. I liked him coming out of the draft. I was thrilled when Atlanta, I don't like the Falcons, so I'll back off on thrilled. But I love that they made him a top 10 pick and just did that because they believed in him, and I hope they get paid off. I think they will. I think that it's a nice roster. The defense, they did a lot. Two top edge guys in the draft. So I'm pretty bullish on them.
Yep.
In the NFC West,
mine went away. you can't leave it alone.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's funny. I opened the page like they usually have them ordered here, but these odds must be moving.
That's right.
The Rams are listed on top like they'd be the favorite, but they are plus 175, and the 49ers are plus 165, which makes them the favorite in that division.
That's right. We all know you're going to Arizona.
I can't do it. It's got to be one of those top two, and I think I'm probably going to go Rams.
No real change.
No,
I'm on San Francisco.
Yeah, I got to 48. It did change. I swear this is what I just did. Maybe hang on. Yeah, I had the 49ers the first time through, so I'm going to leave the Rams. There's like a $100 difference. In the amount. I said it was 4,700 the first time I did it without all the favorites, and now it's 48, but it's because I got the Rams in there, and they're
Bulldog
10 percentage points higher.
Mine is 5 cents different. Literally.
And it's 5 cents. Minnesota instead of Detroit.
Well, yes, but I'm moving from the Rams to the 49ers.
Right.
And I win 5 cents less. What if I just don't pick the NFC West? No, I'm like, I don't want to do that. It's 5 cents less. $4,743.54 versus $4,743.59. I mean, that's both showcases right there. If you're within 5 cents.
Right.
I don't know. Fun times.
Yep.
I mean, it's fun to look at the... It's good to know this. I mean, not everybody is betting. But if you are, it's good to know that it's not cut and dried, where just the favorites are the
right
least payouts, lowest payouts. For some reason, it isn't like that. So you don't want to be on Minnesota because you lose.
Oh, my God.
Would you? Live workshop in progress.
Would you believe me if I told you that I placed a five-leg baseball parlay yesterday afternoon and completely forgot about it and just noticed that I won $1,500 on FanDuel last night? I never looked.
For $5?
It was 25.
Oh, okay.
But still.
Like, that's great.
I just didn't even. Wow. I just logged. We were doing all this. I wasn't logged in the whole time. And just now I went, oh, I should log in. That way I can save this bet.
You can do that?
Yeah. I was going through it, and it usually gives you, you know, like save for later. It's a little flag.
Yeah.
And it wasn't giving me that. I thought, oh, it must be because I'm not logged in. Let me log in. Balance. What? What did I do yesterday? Oh, I did that yesterday. Okay. Thank you, Phillies, Angels, Tigers, Brewers, Rays.
What did the Angels do that was so good?
The Angels
just didn't get blown out.
The Angels covered a 1.5 run spread.
They lost by a run. What a terrible weekend for the Angels. Great.
Wow.
That's good. I love how earlier you said too, like, I don't have any money in there.
No, I right know.
Whoops,
right?
Wait a minute. Yes, I do. Does that ever happen the other way to anybody?
That is insane.
Does that ever happen the other way? I know I got money. I got where to go?
I can't believe.
Where is it? What did I do? What happened?
Oh, right.
Happy birthday to me. I bought socks with it. I forgot about the socks. Very cool. Well, there are some interesting little fluctuations in there. Who is the best long shot to pick? I think the Steelers thing is live. I don't know. I'm always sort of biased toward Baltimore, I think, but I'm feeling change there. I'm not going to pick against the Bills here.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably only be New England. But, man, what is that? Think about that. New England's really ready to win the AFC East? No, come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
803-0550. Here for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.